Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Check, check. One, two. Are we recording?
Are we recording? I think we're podcasting.
Oh, God.
We're trying to podcast. Hopefully this works, you guys.
Because
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Okay, now we're recording the video. You guys.
Should we start over?
Let's start over.
Okay,
we're podcasting,
thanks for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also find us probably on YouTube.
Any of the
hopefully
socials,
on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Follow us on Facebook.
Come see our live show.
Come see our live show, which we're having.
It's
literally
great.
The
yes.
most fun
and
doing.
Dudes are coming. A lot
and
of dudes are coming.
But that sounds... But I
dudes are coming because it's a hot show, you guys.
That's but I just want to say for the record right now, the fact I'm going to brag, and I don't think I'm a braggy person. It's not about my dance moves,
okay.
or my overall
That's
ability
usually
to
what the brag is the dancing,
or just my straight up skills of hitting
dancer.
On someone. I am
yeah.
a good dancer.
Yeah.
Her many
tools of,
those, of
seduction.
My tools of seduction and my
on point, you guys.
The irony in that comment. But the fact that you and I are sitting here right now podcasting, somebody needs to come give us a medal.
It's a coup.
Like, this has been the most insane. And we're not going to complain because that's one thing that Jen and I try not to do. But we are going to vent the fuck out of this episode.
We're a ghost ship right now is basically what's happening. Hold on, Casey. I got to mute you too.
Look. Wait. Can you guys look down in the middle of the screen? See little tiny Casey's head?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. She's on FaceTime.
There's a plague in both of our homes.
There's a plague in both our houses.
We're recording. That's the most important thing.
Yep.
So
we're going to record. I'm going to probably get a text from my son. You go first, Jen. Tell him how it went down in the old...
Here's what's happening.
Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, so we leave to go do the show. We leave.
And we're very excited because this is a three-dayer, so it's not crazy hard, and we both have been working really, really hard the last couple of days.
It's been crazy.
You had Delilah's birthday party. It was just like
it was the fourth.
A lot.
We had family in town. Kristen's moving into her back house because she's demoing. I'm sure you've seen the video. It's a lot. It's more than
a
normal.
A lot.
Getting to leave was like... I feel good about this.
I'm gonna breathe
cocktails.
A breath of fresh air. That my kids were staying with the super nanny, Abby. And
first time ever that your husband happened to be out of town the same time as
same
you.
Same time.
We have Abby, who's awesome.
We literally got dropped off at the airport at the exact same time, same car to leave town. He's going to be gone for 10 days, and as soon as we land, I get a phone call.
Of course.
Delilah has COVID.
Yeah, nightmare.
She was, I would never have left her if I would have thought she was sick. She was fine. She was fine. But that always happens. I told my husband, I go, you know how I always used to say I drop you off at the airport and the kids get sick and you think I'm like being...
Dramatic or
no.
like, oh, things are hard. That's
proof.
How it works.
That's how quickly it happens.
That's why there's anxiety whenever you leave as a mom to go anywhere because you think that formula is always going to work. So that's why I don't think a lot of moms take mom trips or stuff because they're like, oh, guaranteed the second I leave, they're going to get COVID or break their leg or something terrible is going to happen. Here's the thing that's going to – you survive. We're surviving.
Okay, here's what happened. Delilah gets COVID. Everybody's testing.
I happen to have two tests in my bag.
Yeah.
So Jen says, oh, God, Delilah's got COVID. I was like, come down. Let's do a test. We both test negative. We've tested – 55,000 times.
But let me, Kristen really does test a lot, you know, for like the kids. Uh-huh. Like, just everybody's testing a lot, but she like whips these tests out, does it for me. Like, yeah. She works for the CDC or something, does a couple drops. She's like, you're fine. I was like, we didn't wait the requirement.
I gotta tell you, I like running the tests.
You do?
I do.
I can see that.
I've got a thing about, like, there's something about running a test, or like, maybe it's like that teacher in me, or maybe there's a little bit of nurse in me. It depends. Yeah. But I like.
Maybe you were a nurse in a past life, like I was a doctor.
I would be the most growly nurse. My husband would be like, you would be the worst nurse ever because you would never feel bad for anybody. You would just boss them around and make them take their medicine. I'm like, you mean nurse them?
Every nurse?
You mean every nurse you've ever met?
Unless you're,
like, stop being a giant pussy?
Unless you're a pediatric nurse, they're like, I've heard everything. Just shut up and take your medicine.
Take your medicine.
Yeah.
Stop being a big baby.
Can I point out, too, if you are watching this on YouTube, I am exceedingly shiny because I have just been running around sweating like crazy. And because my husband is still out of town while I am nursing these kids back.
Okay, go back.
Okay, so
we're in Eugene. We find out we're negative.
We're negative.
But we have to play the game of how do we get Jen home after we do our show in Santa Rosa as fast as we can. Meanwhile, not to add insult to injury, but I, on the other hand, have my wonderful cousins who I like to refer to as my rich cousins, the ones with money, picking me up and spoiling me in their giant house with a new pool and lasagna and delicious wine.
Yeah, they're rich in money and joy, actually.
And they're rich in money and joy, and they made everything great, but Jen had to try to get on a plane at like
4 in the morning. So we've been, okay, so let's go back. We're negative. I leave at like 4 in the morning.
We do our show
God
in Santa
bless
Ross,
Brady
Rosa,
Bunch.
So does, fun.
Yeah, we had these great shows. Awesome. Go back to the hotel, get three
God,
hours
that must
sleep.
Have been hard.
You know what? Your
Did
mom
you even
brain
really
kicks in.
Sleep?
Not really. No, I didn't kind of sleep the whole entire time.
I know,
I
was
kept
worried
checking
too.
On her. And like, it was because we haven't had it yet. We don't know how the kids would react. They've got all their shots. Love the shots. Don't care.
No, yeah.
You can tell me I'm going to grow an arm out of my back and I don't give a shit at this point.
Because it's proving to work that people are not going to the hospital. And it's not a cure. It's never intended to be a cure, but it is making the symptoms a little lighter. And like, we're seeing a very different COVID than what I call OG COVID and COVID now.
Okay, so I get back, literally, I don't even think I told you this, Kristen. I get back at like 8:15 in the morning that morning. Walk in the door, my son runs to the front door in his underwear and goes, I'm positive too! Like he was excited about it or something. So that's what happened the second I got home. Delilah felt better immediately. She was fine.
She was like, because their little bodies are just like these machines and everybody takes it differently. Like, I really think that's the scary part of COVID is there are these, like, you don't kind of don't know. Some of the things are standard. And then there's like a new thing that you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a part of this.
So all she had was she was lethargic for a few days.
Yeah.
She had a fever the first day. Felt like achy.
Yeah.
For 2 days. Then she tested negative. Like,
wow, that was so fast.
It was like 4 days from she got her positive to negative. But in the meantime, Dash got it. I think, you guys, here's a non-scientist talking. If you want to hear some bullshit people talking about COVID, I think my daughter drinks so much water that's what.
Oh, God.
It was either that or I don't know. I think she probably got it outside because we've done
Who
a lot
knows?
Of outside things. Whatever,
your body just processes it the way it's going to, and the hopefully the science behind the vaccination just makes it so it's not so sucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's some other non-legit science for you. So Abby got OG COVID like twice because she's in Nebraska. I know all you had it 8 times.
Yeah, you guys You're are like let's
hey,
have a
COVID's
barbecue.
Fine. I've gotten it 14 times.
Yeah,
I'm still doing
I'm
great.
Fine.
You know? So she's had it and she's vaccinated. So these kids were all in her faces. She was like, if I get
God
it,
bless
I know.
Her. That is the blessing that you had her here because
so
you felt
lucky.
You could just focus on doing the show, get on that plane, get home, take care of those babies.
So she's still testing negative. We're testing every day.
I'm testing negative.
Dash is getting his ass kicked, though.
I know.
In the morning, he's got what? Okay, so you tell your part, and I'll
Well, there's more to it than I let on. I'm going to start with something I didn't know happened. Okay. And if you guys are listening with your kids, this would be the time to not let them listen because I'm about to go boldly where
great. Let's
many
just,
women shouldn't. I don't want you to have to go.
Let's just say I'm going to start swearing soon if you've got the kids out of the way because I got a lot of.
Yeah, we've
cuss
got
about.
A lot. We're going to cuss. We're going to talk gross stuff. But first of all, here's how it went down. Do you remember? Okay. In our live show, I wear a bodysuit. I do not fit this bodysuit that well.
Oh, no.
And I 100% had it on backwards. Now, the snaps in that bodysuit are ill-placed. And in the show,
did you snap something in there?
In the show, we do a bit where we pull up our pants, but I was too aggressive.
Ooh.
And I don't remember, I don't know if you remember me going, God, this thing's more uncomfortable than I remember. And I hurt my peepee somewhere down there.
Wait, okay. So
remember
not...
when I got, remember when I told you I got a little bit of a
labial tear?
Labial tear during a wakeboarding incident?
Yeah, not doing anything fun. Well, wakeboarding's pretty fun, but just not what you expect.
No. So got that situation. Thought things were okay. I think I did something to it again. I've blown myself out, basically.
Okay.
So on top of that, I'm like, God, my private area really hurts right now.
She's not really great with the geography down there. So no. Is it up by where you pee-pee or is it back by where you
poo-poo?
Or is it where you party? Is it pee-pee, party, or poo-poo?
That's the problem. As you were saying this, you were traveling that. I don't know how to answer that question.
Shouldn't know which direction.
I just know that there is a part that is supposed to be covered by your underpants. And
hanging out
can be sometimes.
Ooh.
Hey, you know what? That's disgusting. And I didn't mean to give it that. My face is bright red right now. Look, all I know is I hurt my Gigi. And on top of it, as I'm like sitting at the counter of our back house that is packed full with all of our shit while we have a demo going on. So we have 14 men tearing apart our house with like dust and whatnot. I'm sitting wondering how I blew out my downstairs. My son comes downstairs and goes, Mom, I feel like I have the worst cold ever. And I go, oh, God. So I grab a test. And it was like before that thing even hit his nose. It was like, bing, 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 bing.
Honestly, it goes across. The liquid goes across the test line to the control. It was like, I was like, wait, is that the control line?
Yeah. No, I'm like, what is that?
Test line.
So then I test myself and I'm negative. And Eleanor, who gets to do this little performance thing, which I'll tell you about on another episode, but she's been working so hard to get to this last 2 days, and I wanted her to see it through so bad. I'm like, Eleanor! So I test Eleanor. She's negative. And I'm like, I don't know if this is all the dumbest heavy lifting I've ever done, but my goal is to keep her negative and to quarantine Finn.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, tiny ass house.
They're in their back house.
We're in our back house.
Doing demo.
And
I just want to catalog everything that's happening here, you guys. So we've got
a demo.
Demo.
Or her hoo-ha.
We've got a blowout in the choo-choo. We got a choo-choo train
choo-choo
accident.
Train. Just a little off the rails. I think as it heals.
She blew out the rails is what it sounds like, is that the rails have an issue. And then kid with COVID.
Kid with COVID and one kid without COVID and two parents without COVID.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be damned if I have to get COVID. And I know, look, I think everybody's always like, where'd you get it? How'd you get it? Whatever. And all this, like, kind of on this weird psychology that starts to happen. But I'd like to blame the camp that I'm sending my kids to, because we were late to the game on camp. And this is not only are they going to get COVID, they're going to learn how to build a bong. I'm 100% sure that everyone's like,
yeah, we're talking,
have you ever seen freebasing?
Bottom of the barrel, camp situation.
Yeah.
That was not me tooting. It was my air conditioning kicking
on.
By the way, it might be me. I am expecting an Amazon return guy to come to the door and
a Chipotle guy.
Because why not,
you guys?
All we're trying to do is podcast. Well, samesies, similar. Don't be embarrassed, because with my husband out of town, nursing two kids. Like, the example is, by 6:30 the other day, on Tuesday, I had already gone and gotten eardrops for my son, changed two sets of sheets.
It's so hard.
Because we've got not just the cold situation. We had
two days of drainage.
Out of butts.
Oh.
Yeah. We've had barfing. I have. Anybody have any tips on how to get barf smell out of a MacBook? Please let me know, because I'm trying to. I don't know if you can smell it right now, Kristen, but it's in there. I'm gonna take it in there and be like, they're gonna open it.
That's
and go,
one
we
thing,
see the problem.
It was literally like Finn just had like goo coming out. And of course, I don't know why. This is when my 11-year-old was like, we've been wearing masks and washing our hands all the time for the last 2 years, but I've suddenly forgot how to do both of those things simultaneously. Oh. So I'm yelling at him as well as trying to take care of him. I'm like, use a Kleenex if you're going to sneeze. For the love of God, stay in your zone. Put on your mask. I know that makes me sound crazy, but I'm trying to protect the other kid.
Yeah.
Who is at times nicer to me?
But also, I mean, Dash wakes up. He has today's the first day he hasn't. 3 days in a row, he wakes up screaming. His ears are so congested.
Oh, that's a terrible feeling.
He takes the multi-symptom at night, which works pretty well, and it gets him to sleep. So I'm not going to wake him up. I do the forehead thing in the middle of the night to check and see what
I know. I'm wearing like a tool belt. I'm like, give me your head and do your temperature.
All these different like fever reducers and stuff like that. But he wasn't eating anything either. Yeah. So I had to go get him. I got him donuts. They work. No doctor's going to recommend that. But sugar's kind of good for your tummy if you're not.
I do not care. My kid's going to eat a box of Apple Jacks, and not because I'm worried about his sugar intake. I just want him to be ocupado because this last 5 days has been hell.
Every runner knows the feeling when you finally hit your stride. You stop thinking about every step and start focusing on the journey ahead. Running a small business should feel a little more like that. But when you're juggling payroll, benefits, hiring, and HR compliance on top of everything else, it's hard to find your rhythm. That's where JustWorks comes in. JustWorks handles the back office admin small business owners can't afford to get wrong. Combining intuitive software with real human support, they help keep your business moving forward. Think of JustWorks as a running buddy for your business. The support system that's there to help lighten the load so you can focus on the road ahead. Building something great takes endurance, and the right support can make every step feel a little lighter. Chase your dream, not the paperwork, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to justworks.com to learn more.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once, and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course we're going to have our junk food days, but primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids because sometimes, you know, like for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese, but I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code, and it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Like doing tournament eating of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's oh so my god, good. Same. I need, but I, the thing is like, I love my son. I don't think a mother ever has to say that. But when you're locked in a small house with them for 5 days, you get on each other's nerves.
Oh,
I feel like we're lost at sea and no one's coming to help me.
Well, that's what I was going to – I'm really doubling down with my son. When he sneezes, he's doing the elbow, but I go,
you
go
gotta
in,
and wash
your nose.
And wash your damn hands.
Yeah, because I'm also like, your ears will hurt less. Sneezes are God's gift to clear out your head and your face. And
sometimes
your
lower.
And also
I
got to
be careful about
sneezing
right now because I don't need anything
if
else.
If you
giving
think
pressure
I won't. Well, I'm just going to send you home with some, like, butterfly stitches. I'm not going to give them to you. Those little plastic ones.
I was like, what a good friend. She just offered to butterfly stitch my train track.
If there was some reason you couldn't reach it on your own with a
hand
mirror
or something.
I know
you'd go in there.
But,
look, that is the least of my concerns, but it is an irritant.
Sit on, like, a cold pack?
You know what? That's a great idea. If I ever sat down,
true.
My husband or my son is literally like leaving just a trail of COVID wherever he goes.
Yeah.
And I'm following with sanitary wipes and like all those like and my hands look like I'm 110 years old because I'm like the Crypt Keeper because I've got those Clorox wipes in my hands all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I'm not an over cleaner. I'm fine with everything being fine. But now I'm in the floorboards like I've all of a sudden got like high strung OCD a little bit. And also, I'm concerned, like, obviously, we've had two and a half years of worrying about what this thing would look like or feel like if we got it. And now that it's in the house, I'm like, oh, God, we've got a neighbor, John, who, he's had cancer 3 times. You can't go near him. We've got an entire demo crew. I don't want you to take them out because we're paying them. We've got, like, my daughter who has been working so hard for this thing. We've got her at a hotel.
Yeah.
For 2 days.
I mean,
I know that's crazy, but I just got to keep everybody. And then the biggest thing is you and I are leaving for Costa Rica on August 1st. And I'll be damned if COVID gets me before then. I swear to God.
Nope.
I'll wrap everybody. I'm going to wrap my face in saran wrap. And that's how I'm going to do my life.
Two things I want. Let's go back to how we feel like we are witch scientists again, and we have our own immunity. But I want to say that I have not.
Oh God! There's no real wood around here, so you're going to say something, and I'm not going to be able to knock wood.
No,
because that's from IKEA.
There's wood underneath, right there. I did it for you. It might be.
That's not. I don't think that's wood.
It's press board. It's particle board. But there's
that's wood.
Oh, the wall. Yeah. So. I do. What was I going to say?
Oh, you were going to say
I have cleaned the living hell out of my house, except not for my body. I told Kristen this morning that I didn't get a shower until my body hair started to itch. Like any place where you shave, I was like, "What's going on here?" Like
I'm fully not wearing a bra, and I'm wearing shorts that are way too short. But I also needed
them
to be loose.
She's
got to
air out that situation too.
I blame the sexy.
Oh, they are short.
I blame the sexy underpants I had to buy at a...
Your pajama bottoms.
I think they're pajama bottoms.
I don't care.
I don't care. I can't care.
What, you're not going to go in someplace and...
And if I do, they can all fuck off. I'd like to share with them my train track story if they come at me.
Why does that lady keep coming in here and buying a big pack of water from the bottom shelf in those shorts, man? Our security guys, is she back? Can we readjust that camera?
Why does she keep buying ice packs and water?
Why does she buy a donut? Opens it when she throws it in the cart and sticks a bottle in her pants. I've heard of people opening it and drinking it before they leave the store, but we need to change our policy.
What's happened to her? Shut up, wakeboarding in 2004.
Yeah. She's reopened that.
You know what? I'm doing...
Oh, sorry.
If anybody has had an injury to their hoo-ha, you know. I think that's called also equates to childbirth.
Yeah, I fell on my dad's bike when I was 8.
I know.
I thought I didn't cut that thing off, and it was awful.
It's the worst. Like, it's always like boys, like, oh, they're like, you get take one in the chooch.
No,
you're bending over.
Let's
too.
Be honest, though, because when men get sick, this is a trope. Like, it's 10 times as bad as when a woman gets sick, quote unquote, according to them. Is getting hit in the balls that bad?
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. I think it feels like they've swallowed, like, Colin explains it, that, like, it goes deep into your stomach and literally you just cannot breathe. The testes. They're very sensitive.
Cramps feel sometimes.
Yeah, like how cramps feel all the time. So
I don't know. Let's do and one like of those pain
tests. They really get one of those once, twice in their lifetime. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like one really hard.
How many times are guys taking it in the nuts? And if it's more than one time, then you've got a problem.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you saying to people?
What are you doing? What are you saying? How many times are you going to a petting zoo?
Yeah, and like, by the way, we're athletic gear, you know.
Yeah,
like a
if you we're a cup if you know you're going to if you're on your softball team, like, that's on you.
I'm sure it hurts a lot. I'm just saying
I think
know.
I need to wear a cup.
Well, I think that's not a bad idea for you, Kristen. You know what?
I'm disgusted.
I think it would keep that onesie thing you're wearing from riding up so much if you had something blocking it.
No, I can't. I just think I got to wear it the right way. I think backwards really jacked me up.
Okay, let's talk about Skims for a minute because she has me get one. And
I can't figure it out.
I think it's the appropriate size, but literally what it does is it, like, it makes me look like, remember those like super strong beach guys on like Popeye cartoons?
Yeah.
I have like a whole, like, looks like a bicep that pops out of under my armpit.
I don't understand.
It's so disgusting. It like, it's almost like it's made to
make Stretch Armstrong.
It's crazy.
I know. And I bought it because it smooths me out a little bit, but I'm just haven't bought another one because I've been so freaking busy. And every time we do a show, I'm like, I got to get a new bodysuit.
There's no branding. There's no like, the front. You can't tell
stop
the front
being,
from the back.
Listen.
She got that from Kanye.
Yeah,
their
you know what? I get it.
The same.
You're going to make your house all beige, and I'm not going to know where the door handle is or the sink. Fine on you. You're fancy. But you know what? When it comes down to a crotch injury, just tell me which way's forward and which way's backward. It's not that big of
Kim,
a deal.
It's simple. Tell me where to put my butt. I don't know. You understand what we're saying? Which part goes up the butt and which part goes up the front?
And if they look the same, you're making it wrong.
Yeah.
Also, maybe I'm not supposed to buy Skims, and that's fine.
No,
but
they're
it's hard
for everybody, aren't they?
It's
for everybody, isn't
everybody?
That what she says?
I don't know. I think she would prefer that we buy it because we're the purchase power of this joint. Sorry, checking in on my kid's Uber Eats order. Nope, it's not there yet. Just checking. My son likes to text me nothing important, but I like.
It's nice.
I like the sweet nothings, but literally where he's like, hey, homie. And I'm like, did you mean to text me?
He calls you homie?
And bro. I'm homie and bro. I've been chasing this kid 24/7. And by the way, I am cuddly, but he's 11 and a tween, so we know where that's going. And he doesn't feel terrible right now. He's day 4. He's still testing positive. He doesn't feel terrible. That's when it's hard.
Yeah.
Because he's like, why can't I shoe a hoops? And I'm like, you want to shoe a hoops? Let's fold laundry.
That's exactly what I told Dash. He had a little like little energy yesterday. And no. I go, this is when it's going to be hard for you to be sick because you want
to
do something.
And you're not going to do it.
You feel like hell if you do something.
I know. So I'm like, I'll teach you to fold a shirt appropriately and you'll go back into feeling like you don't want to do much at all.
Sidebar, because you guys know I like to clean. Except for my body when I have anxiety, because if I'm not sleeping, I'm like, let me feel good about this time, kind of. So I've like,
oh my God, I can get on TikTok instead. It's so much better. I'm like, let me get out of this anxiety. Let me go.
Delilah's sleeping with me. I can't.
I will say this to that point to anxiety. This is something I didn't foresee happening, but of all of the people in my family, the one I was most concerned about getting COVID was Finn. Because if you remember, when he was, before he was 4, and they would fully diagnose it as asthma, Finn had to go into Children's Hospital 2 times and the ER 2 times. And it wasn't good. It was very scary. He had a low oxygen rate, that he was not getting oxygen to his chest. I was more terrified.
Yes,
than I've ever been in my whole life. And there was one time where Colin was out of town and I had to do it on my own. And then the second time I was on bed rest and Finn had to be in Children's and he was just a little toddler and he would do this thing where he would start to breathe funny and he would go, and then we would know he had to go, we had to rush him in. Ugh. So I am on high alert for that sound. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's not had an episode since he was 4 years old. Doctor cleared him of asthma. He grew out of it. It's just this weird, like, his lungs are forming or he's figuring it out. And, like, he hasn't had an ounce of it. But I was like, if that COVID comes back somehow in that way, I'm going to be a disaster. So, of course, all night last night, if I heard literally anything, I was like, just waiting for that to happen. And now we're okay. But, man, that's, like, easy to go back into that terrible space.
Yeah, that's why moms are built that way, because you'll wake up with the slightest noise, and men totally. Don't wake up if a hurricane goes through the living room.
Unless you're like, hey, do you want to fool around? And they're like, whoa!
Boing. Yeah. Bing, 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 bing. Right away. But that's, I think that's why women, like even Delilah isn't a really sound sleeper. Like she wakes up, and I think we're engineered that way. Again, I'm a witch scientist, and this is my theory.
Yeah, this is her witch PhD. But she got it online.
Women are always up like all the time, and they especially wake up for kids. And it's like, that's what I was going to say. If you have a child that's in the hospital with a disease or that's chronically ill, you'd never sleep, man. You'd never sleep because your brain would always be with them.
And you're always doing math.
If you're not physically
You're
with
always
them.
Doing math. You're like, okay, if this happens, how long does it? I think that's why I like the testing and the, when Finn was going through all of that, I believe, God, my situation is not anywhere near any parent who's had to deal again with something chronic or terminal or serious, but you become like a medical professional in your
area,
kid's
yeah.
field. You become, you can check their oxygen. You get a stethoscope. You can, you look for signs. I always look for Finn's coloring, because the second he goes pale, I know something's up. His skin tells me everything. It's really amazing how mothers and women, they just start to go, okay, I am terrified, but I'm not going to lay on a pile on the floor. I'm going to learn.
Yes.
I'm going to figure this out and get in front of it. And I'm going to do as much as I can. I know have friends who've dealt with that, and it's amazing, women and mothers in general. And that's why when COVID comes around, we're like, you're gonna get in there and take care of your kid.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. Like, it was so hard to get on that flight at 4 a.m. But I swear to God, it used to take me, like, if I had to get up at 4 or 5, still, if I have to get up too early, like, I gotta stay up the whole night before.
Oh God,
there's no way I just can't do it. I'm a late to bed person. That's my deal. But
I'm an early to bed.
I was like, let's get me home. I could have ran at that point. I was so ready to
I know
home.
you're just gonna do what you need to do to get home and take care of the babies. You know, like, you're just gonna put them first and yourself last. But then there's little shining moments where you're like, oh, that's right, my downstairs really hurts. I've been doing nothing but using Clorox wipes and cleaning this house and taking care of somebody who's not very appreciative, might I add.
Oh, God,
meanwhile,
no.
Meanwhile,
no.
There's been a situation.
Well?
A train track explosion.
I think that might be lunch.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything. I'm so excited. I'm going to have Chipotle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back and take care of my son,
I know.
Who I love.
But
I will replay this for him. Replay? Replay? No, I won't, because it's got the train
tracks. Podcasts are going to be like 8 tracks when he's 20.
Oh, my God.
Well, when he's like 30, when he could appreciate it, like when he's a parent, he'll be like, oh, they still have... My daughter couldn't believe I had a record player. We were watching Fox and the Hound the other day, and I go, God, I had this record. Remember Disney used to put the... And
of course.
She goes, you had records? I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you?
8 tracks are a deep cut. That's like back in the day.
We had a truck at one point. Or my grandpa did that had 8 tracks.
And they took up so much space. They were so big.
You can bring like 4 with
you.
You
get 4, and it's
always
going to be like... The Oak Ridge Boys, like, it's always, like, deep cuts.
I do have a you want me
you
to
do? You do your hot flash, because I've got a fun.
All right, I
got to
find it on Instagram, you guys. I
got
to go.
I've got my mom box here.
I got it. Oh, you got it?
I've got it. Mom box. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is from Catherine on Twitter. We don't give very many direct messages on Twitter, but I have a really good one. Okay, so this is in regards to our fireworks episode, which so many of you wrote so many things in. And the fact that video that we showed happened in Jen's neighborhood in Nebraska. Literally, if you haven't seen it, it's this guy sets up fireworks underneath their minivan. And it's the most unbelievable thing and believable thing you've ever seen.
Crazy.
So here is from Catherine on Twitter. Fireworks/fire department story. I grew up in a small town of like 1,000 people in South Carolina, and my friend Johanna lived in the next town over with a population of 80. We went to her family's land. Oh, you know, it's small town when they refer to it as land. We went to her family's land to shoot fireworks 1/4. Long story short, we caught the neighboring woods on fire. Her brother Curtis, maybe 16 at the time, was like, ugh, I'll be right back, and showed up within 5 minutes with a fire truck. Luckily, every dude in the town with a driver's license was considered a volunteer firefighter.
That's so true.
And he had keys to the fire station and the antique fire truck that the town had. The family put out the fire and it was like, no big deal. Returned the fire truck to the station and kept partying. I had completely forgotten about this until I heard your most recent episode. Love y'all.
That is
That's
amazing.
100% absolutely how the South and the Midwest roll, where
totally.
It's like, don't make a big deal of it. Just like, you know.
There's a fire.
There's
we'll
a fire. Put it out.
Yeah. What are you going to not do fireworks?
You go watch the grill. I'll go put out the firework on the fireworks fire on the land, and we'll get back and have burgers and dogs in a bit. This is how Jen told me about her hot flash. She goes, I found another guy that I started following. And I'm like, that's always a good sign of a hot flash.
Yeah. I'll show you the video he posted yesterday. And okay. You guys, you're going
to
get it.
Casey, maybe you need to edit down some of my vaginal conversation. I feel a little...
No, you know, I think everybody...
It's so unattractive. Right?
No. Everybody's got one. Everybody can break one, you know? That's just life. That's just life, you guys.
Oh, man. I remember when it wasn't broken.
How do I see who we're following? Okay.
Good God. How do you... Don't you...
It should be up at the top, right?
She's 100 right now.
I am. I've even got my readers on trying to figure this out. A lot of antiques coming up. That's on me.
Jesus.
That's me. Hold on.
There's Mrs. Doubtfire. Definitely who
That's
we're looking
you.
For.
That's
me.
That's for
That's
sure.
God. That's more like cheap old houses.
Let me find it.
Cheap international old houses. Just cheap. And then, yeah. Oh, Dolly Parton. There we go. Oh, just so you know what our FYP page looks like. No.
No, it's on Instagram.
Should I go to my guy? I have him categorized and ready to go.
I love this guy. Okay, you do.
Hold on.
I wanted to show. If I find him first, then.
Hold on. Yeah, I couldn't have found this faster. Done.
Okay, I lost. I'll have it ready for the next podcast.
I'm going to have Casey say his name. Wait, hold on.
Here, I'm pulling you up to the microphone. Look at how technical we are, you guys.
Hold on.
Wood chopping.
Just hold on. This guy's name is Bradley Thor.
What? No.
I don't think that's his name. What is it?
Thor Bradley.
Thor Bradley. Say it again.
Thor Bradley.
No, you, Casey.
Why was hers so much better?
No, I just want them to hear that she's through the FaceTime on the phone. Yours was great, Kristen.
Thank
You're
you.
Killing it.
Well, let me show you him.
At least you remember his name, kind of.
You kind of like...
What is that? What?
Ambiguous.
I usually don't like tattoos at all.
I know. This guy has decided to make chopping wood a extracurricular activity. He always
chopping
looks at
wood.
The wood. He talks about his instrument. And then he gets busy. Generally always wears his suspenders. Does like an open crotch thing. That's he's playing Thor.
He does an open crotch thing. So do you.
Sorry, I'm just like
so
panting. He chops wood. He goes out into the woods and he wears this like old timey, what would you say? Like pugilist, like is that right? He looks like he's like
kinda,
a 19.
Yeah.
You know, like a 40s
Just exactly
fighter.
Like those guys I described in the Popeye cartoon, sort of.
Correct.
It's like,
but he's meant to be.
Hipstery kind of deal.
Hipstery, but not. It's not over the top. Okay, now, hold on. Wait
can I
go?
Say something? You're going to, don't hit me. This is the kind of dude your sister would be very into. She really loves a tattooed guy with a beard.
I guarantee she follows him.
Yeah.
Okay, now look. Oh, he's talking in this one. I don't even care what he's saying. I'm just like, ugh, that shirt seems confining. You should take it off.
He's actually very lean, you guys. This guy must He's got a lighthouse tattooed on his chest.
My mom
would like that. Very
This
into
is what I think everybody's into. He's always wearing like Carhartt. Sorry, we got talking about overalls and I got immediately... I think I need to stop doing this because things are going to hurt down there.
I know.
Look at that guy.
If you get too much swelling, you're going to be in
big trouble.
His name's
Thor Bradley. Bradley Thor. Who cares? He does a lot of ads, honestly. How much dough is that guy making? Oh, my God. This is where he snaps a watermelon. Wait.
What?
He puts it between his legs and snaps. Hold on. Look at him adjusting as though it is nothing. And he... Get it!
Go!
Oh!
Whoa! Kristen is so excited. There was literally feedback on her microphone.
Sorry.
Like, I really do.
There's
I'm
feedback
about
everywhere.
I know.
Sorry, we gotta take this down a notch.
Now, I will
Sometimes he's in water.
I'll have the name of the hot dude next week.
We're not
I've been
put together,
you
guys. You come here because you know we're generally... We're not trying to pretend like we've got it together.
You're not coming here for any advice. You're coming here so you can see, like,
which,
maybe I'm not doing so terrible.
Maybe I'm not doing so terrible. And if that's how we made you feel today, well, then...
We've done our job. And you know what? I think we're done podcasting.
I think we're done podcasting. Be safe out there.
Stay well.
Stay well. Wish us recovery.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know, I'm always looking for simple ways to make better choices, especially when it comes to food. Lately, I've been using Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector. It's become one of my favorite apps. All you have to do is scan a product and it instantly tells you if it's ultra processed. If I want to dig a little deeper, I can also see the nutrition quality and overall health quality before I buy it. It makes grocery shopping so much easier. I've got little kids, they're picky eaters, but it really allows me to find brands that are gonna taste good for them, but also make their bodies happy. You can download Wise Code on the App Store and give it a try today.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.